With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I'm going to be speaking with the latest person evicted from Big Brother Canada 7. It's Kira, Kira W, Kiki, Keeks, a woman of many names, and we're going to be talking to her about her time in the house, this revelation of the Guys Alliance, her decision with the blood veto, and many more things. So make sure you tune in to check it all out. Very excited to talk to Kira. So let's do it now.
Hi.
Hey, Kira, how's it going?
I'm going great. How are you?
Doing well. Well, I want to know from you, Kira, what do you think went wrong here? Why do you think you got evicted this week?
It was definitely an accumulation of things. I think the Guys Alliance definitely had been gunning for me for quite a while, and they tried to get other people to do it for them. I think it's also a mix of Dane trying to get closer to Essie and knowing that Essie would be loyal to me. I think it's also the fact that Chelsea left last week and Kira is extremely bitter about that. They're a super emotional player. They couldn't let that go. You know, we gave them the greatest power that BB Can has ever seen and they decide to do absolutely nothing with it. So a total accumulation of things. It sucks the way it turned out, but it is what it is.
Yeah, speaking of that power, do you regret not trying harder to get the blood veto? You said, I'm going to bow out of this one. And I know you've explained your reasoning, but like looking back on it, do you feel like maybe you should have made a different decision?
No, I don't think so. I think at that point in time, it was the best thing for me to do. I already had such a big target on my back. I didn't want the target to get any bigger. And there's no way Mark would let me get that regardless. He knew he was going up. And with this Guy Alliance, I feel like, you know, had I had that power of veto, there's a very good shot he would have been going home, even greater than going up next to me. So, yeah, truthfully, I did what I thought was right in that moment of time. And in hindsight, it didn't work out in my favor, but I wouldn't change a thing.
Another thing that happened was that Kira at one point in the week had told you that they were willing to use the veto on you if necessary, but it seems like the relationship kind of deteriorated from there to the point where they actively wanted you out. What happened with that relationship with Kira over the course of the week?
That's a good question. I think Kira is a very emotional player and they really couldn't let go of this whole Chelsea thing. Not only that, I know they were running back and forth, telling people things, getting information from people, as skewed as it may be. They make their decisions based on how they're feeling at the moment. And ultimately, that's what cost me. If they had been a more rational, logical player, I think things would have turned out a lot differently as they would have been able to step back and view things from an objective point of view to kind of see the bigger picture. But unfortunately, they couldn't do that. That's not who they are. That's not the style of game that they play. So, yeah.
Yeah, something that you talked about in the house, something like you talk to the cameras often, you would talk about how hard it was sometimes to talk to some of these people that you didn't like very much, that it was very easy with people like Damien and Esty because they're so easy to talk to. But other people you had a little bit of trouble with. Do you think that that was an issue of yours in the game? And how, like, can you explain just like what it's like to have to live with people that it's hard to even talk to them?
Yeah, I definitely, like, in my day-to-day life, I do consider myself very much so a lone wolf. I need my alone time. Solitude is the best time, in my opinion. And being surrounded by so many different personalities, such strong personalities in a very, very close quarters is very trying. I am very lucky to have found people like Jamie and Esty to help me keep my sanity. And even Dane, you know, he is super fun, but there are some people in there that your personalities don't match up. It has nothing to do with game. It's just who you are as people. Some people you vibe with and some people you don't vibe with. I couldn't force myself to vibe with people. I knew it wasn't going to happen and they couldn't force themselves to vibe with me.
Dane mentioned that he was working with Mark, Adam, and Anthony in his goodbye message to you. Now, you were approached about this alliance a few times in the house by Chelsea, by some other people, and you also had considered it a few times alone with Esty, thinking about, like, you know, could they be working together? Wouldn't that be smart? But ultimately, nothing really ever came of it. Why do you think this is, that a lot of people have been talking about it, suspecting it, even catching them a few times in some ways, but nobody seems to be doing anything about it?
I think you need to have power in order to make a power move. And ultimately, nobody has had that chance yet. I mean, Sam could have easily made a power move this week by putting up two dudes, but she didn't. She held a grudge against me. She let people get into her ear. And ultimately, when it's four against one, the four most likely is going to win if you have someone who can't step out and view things objectively. And Sam couldn't do that this week. After she made her nomination, she came up to me and she said to me that she really regretted it and that she didn't want to see me go. And I don't know. I think there's so much push and pull in that house. Things change so easily. But ultimately, I do think Sam will regret putting me up. And as far as the guys' alliance goes, they're doing great right now by hiding it from a lot of people. But eventually, people are going to catch on. And that's what I was trying to get across in my goodbye message to everyone.
Yeah. So what was it that prompted that? You really seemed to go after Dane when the feeds went down on Thursday. It didn't seem like that was something that we would expect to see. So there was a lot that we missed prior to the eviction. What really prompted that that speech?
It was absolutely an accumulation of things. It was the way Dane was to me the week I was on the block, especially after I didn't win the POV and I was kept on the block. It was what he said and what he didn't say. It was how he kept pushing his own agenda instead of trying to help me in some way. And there was just a gut feeling I had that as close and as friendly and as lovely as Dane is, he is there to win. I know he's there to win. He's much smarter than he wants people to realize. And ultimately, in that moment, I needed everyone to know exactly what kind of player I thought he was, not only for my own peace of mind, but for their benefit as well. I mean, by getting rid of me, Dane probably thought the only person that Esty would have is him. And I was hoping before I left that I could kind of shake things up and have Esty realize, like, no, you have Sam, you have other people that you can turn to. You don't need to just rely on Dane if you're relying on Dane furthermore in this game.
Yeah. So if you had stayed in the house and won the next HOH, what would have been your move? Who would you have put up?
I would have put up Dane and Adam, and had they taken themselves off, one of them winning the POV, I would have put up another dude. I would have put up maybe Anthony, maybe Mark.
There you go. So I want to hear from you who you think is playing the best game in the house.
It's hard to tell. I mean, everyone's playing very differently. From my experience in there, I think Anthony is doing an excellent job. He's keeping things very at bay. He's letting people come to him. He's very choice with his words. When he talks, it's like butterflies. It's the most beautiful thing. You can't help but feel very encapsulated by it. But then there's people like Dane and Adam who are very competitive. I mean, Adam is great. His competition win streak right now is on fire, and Dane is amazing socially and competitively. So there's a lot of people who are playing really great games. Ultimately, I want Esty to win, and I feel like the game she's playing is good. Maybe by me leaving, it's going to kick things into high gear for her, and she can really start making big moves.
Yes. Now, unfortunately, you were evicted right before the jury. But if you had made the jury right now, who would you want to vote for to win, apart from Esty, who I imagine would be your number one pick?
And you'd be right. She would be my number one pick. My second pick would absolutely be Damian. I think people are sleeping on Damian, and they don't think he's as strong, as smart as he is. I knew the moment I met him, in a similar way I felt about FD, I felt about Damian. I think he has a really good shot. If he wins, I know he's going to make a big move. He's rock solid, you know, still waters run deep.
So now that you are gone from the house, how do you think Esty's prospects are looking? Do you like, what do you think she should be doing in order to move forward in the game?
Before I left, I actually had a conversation with Sam and I had a conversation with Esty separately. And I told both of them, I think it's mutually beneficial for them to work together. You know, these guys are going to keep tearing up the house, keep making big moves and keep trying to get Esty and Sam against each other. When in reality, the smartest thing for them to do would be to link up and make some big shots at the guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Kiki. I sad to see you leave, but I'm happy to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for your support. I'm sad to leave too, but that's okay. The show must go on.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. There you go. That was Kira, aka Kiki, which I wasn't sure which one to call her. Like, I don't know if I have the right to call someone by their nickname when they don't actually know who I am. But I was so used to calling her Kiki. I was just like, hey, Kiki. Anyway, that was Kira, Kiki, whichever. Kira W as Arissa might say. And it was great talking to her. I thought she had some interesting answers. Says she would have gone after these guys if she had won. You know, you can take that answer for how you want to. It says that she would vote for Damian if he were in the end, if he obviously wasn't up against Esty. I think that it does speak well for Damian's chances if he does manage to get to the final two, as well as Esty's to some extent. But Damian's just such a likable guy. It's almost why I don't feel like anyone is going to let him get there. But, you know, we'll see. She's still standing by that decision to not fight for the blood veto. Can't say I agree necessarily, but you know, you can definitely see from her perspective, you know, why she would have made that decision at the time. Kira is another person that says Anthony is playing the best game coming out of the house. So you gotta watch out for him. That Anthony. So there you go. Our last pre-juror of the season. Next week, we will be talking with the jury, the members of the jury, and I'll start asking them to rank the people they want to vote for in the end. Now, I did this last season with Big Brother Canada 6, and turns out was like nearly everybody was completely wrong about what they would ultimately do with their jury vote. So, of course, take those answers with a grain of salt when they come. But I am looking forward to speaking with the members of the jury as we move forward. But for now, make sure you tune in Sunday night, where we will be talking with Bruno about this season of Big Brother Canada 6 to recap the Sunday night episode. Then Monday night, we have the roundtable. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll be recapping the eviction, the next eviction from Big Brother Canada 7. And of course, every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I am live to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. So check all of that out. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran, on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taran Armstrong, and, you know, wherever else you want to find me, it's fine. Thank you so much for hanging out and joining me today. I'll see you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.